I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. Many immigrants come to the United States in search of economic opportunity, and American employers usually have lots of opportunity to offer, just not during a recession. This week, we're looking at how the economic downturn is affecting immigrants in California. Today, The World's Jason Margolis focuses on Asian immigrants working in the healthcare industry.
Gigi moved to Los Angeles 3 years ago from the Philippines. She didn't want to give her last name.
I work as a caregiver. I take care of elderly people. Right now, I'm taking care of an 83-year-old woman who has Parkinson's disease.
Gigi does this 2 days a week, bathing, feeding, and grooming the elderly woman. For this, Gigi takes home $100 a day. That adds up to just under $10,000 a year.
How am I going to make ends meet? You know, I have to send some money to my family over there in the Philippines. And I have to feed myself. You know, I have to pay rent. You know, it's not enough. $800 a month is not enough.
She says this is not the American dream she envisioned. She thought going into healthcare was a conservative, safe job choice. Not so in this economy.
Whenever I make calls, they would say, oh, business is slow, we're not hiring, maybe call back after 6 months.
Gigi has fallen through the cracks of the healthcare industry.
I'm not surprised that the Filipino lady who you talked to shared with you that she had less hours because personal resources of many people were, as we know, depleted so much. Only those who have substantial resources can afford in-home care.
Tatiana Kadner is the director of Refugee and Immigrant Services at Jewish Vocational Service, or JVS, in Los Angeles. Kadner's job is to help new arrivals to the U.S. find work. She says placing them in health care is normally a can't miss.
The biggest growing industry in the next, let's say, 25 years is health care industry. And so the demand for nurses is growing exponentially.
But for Kadner to place her clients in healthcare these days, they need some formal training. JVS offers a 12-week program to prepare people for a state exam to become nurses' assistants.
And then we place clients on the jobs almost immediately.
Someone like Gigi, the nurse from the Philippines, is eligible for a training course at JVS at no cost to herself. A certificate could get Gigi out of in-home care and working in an assisted living facility or hospital. That's a more recession-proof area of health care. Gigi is a legal resident. Someone like Mr. Park, a 54-year-old immigrant from South Korea, wouldn't be eligible for this training. He's here illegally. Mr. Park asked me not to use his first name. He also works in health care, driving elderly patients to and from the hospital. For this, he earned just under $20,000 a year before taxes. In March, he was let go. For Mr. Park, it's a recurring nightmare. He originally came to Los Angeles not long after he lost his small business during the Asian financial crisis in 1998.
가장 큰 핵심입니다. 제가 개인 비즈니스 하면서
Thinking about that time even now is very painful. I was doing well, running my own business until the economic crisis hit Asia and Korea. But when comparing 1998 to today, it's harder today. I don't know the system here, the language or the culture.
Mr. Park's wife works as a waitress, but her salary won't even cover their rent, let alone support their four children. Mr. Park has no savings, no credit card. To earn a few extra dollars, he's begun making soy milk at home and selling it in the neighborhood. On top of his financial problems, he's constantly worrying about being deported.
I always live in fear. I don't know when and where something like that will happen. My worry is about my children. What will they do here? They were raised in Los Angeles. They're accustomed to the school system and culture here.
This is a predicament that many undocumented workers face. Stay in the U.S. without work, or head home and leave family members behind. Mr. Park says he isn't leaving. But as an unemployed immigrant here illegally, he doesn't have much of a safety net. He paid taxes, but doesn't qualify for unemployment insurance. In this economy, Immigrants like Mr. Park rely on family, friends, and their communities for support.
At least most of us don't go to the homeless shelters because I think it's part of our culture. We just help each other in times of crisis or in times of recession.
Lolita Andrada Liedo is the associate director of the Filipino Workers Center of Southern California. She says small social service organizations like hers are swamped with people looking for help right now, whether it's finding a new job, a place to stay, or even just a meal. For The World, I'm Jason Margolis, Los Angeles.
And tomorrow, Hollywood's immigrant nannies used to be in high demand. Now the jobs they're offered tend to be the least desirable ones.
Kids run out of control, meaning that the discipline doesn't exist. You call their name, there's no response whatsoever.
That story coming up tomorrow on The World. And you can see videos of life in one immigrant town and hear more about immigrants and the recession in California at theworld.org.